of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. While the escape of Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, Kitty, and Kolo from Thorson's castle seems to be successful, they are not yet off the island. The only possible means of getting away is on the island trading schooner of Captain Kennedy. Jim's plans call for Lil, Kitty, and Kolo to hide in the jungle bordering a small cove some distance from the castle and wait there till Jim can get aboard Kennedy's schooner and return to pick them up. Everything goes according to schedule. Jim, after a long and exhausting swim, is picked up by the crew of the rescue vessel, awfully tired, but still willing to have Kennedy start out at once for the cove where the others are waiting.
But, man, you're lighting ahead from your exertions. You need rest, and I'm going to see that you get it.
Well, those people have to be picked up, Captain, before anybody gets an arrest. What good will all the rest in the world be if Thorson's guards get there ahead of us?
If you got away clean, what makes you think they'll be found so soon?
Well, Captain, four people going through the bush must leave a trail. And for good measure, we had to dispose of a couple of guards who had other ideas about us going through their post. Understand?
Yeah, and you also realize that there's a dozen guards on shore right at the dock here who, while they have no orders to stop me from sailing, will report such a move at once. And Lord knows what kind of a hornet's nest they may stir up.
We've got to take some chances, Captain. Can't we slip away on this tide? It's just turning now, and the moon isn't due up for 2 hours yet.
You honestly think we should do it at once, Jim?
No question, Captain Kennedy.
All right, we'll do it. Bill.
Aye, sir.
Slip the hook and have Joe stand by to start the engine. We're going to drift away from the dock on this tide.
Aye, sir.
Not a light to be shown except the riding lights. Cover the engine room portholes.
Aye, sir.
That's all. Get a smart move on you.
It's done, sir.
Thanks, Captain. And I've got a hunch you'll never regret it, sir.
Yeah, we'll need every man Jack to help get away. You feel up to giving us a hand? I'm short three men in the crew since that submarine scare. It's next to impossible to ship a decent hand these days.
Are you short of your regular crew, Captain?
Short? We're worse off than that. We're not only short, but the lot I have are a motley bunch. I could make up as good a crew out of driftwood.
Captain.
Yes, what is
it? We slipped the anchor, cast off the line, sir. Joe is standing by for the signal to start the engine.
Well, has the tide started to turn yet?
Just turned, sir, but we're moving slowly.
Well, as soon as we're 400 or 500 yards offshore, start him, and then the course is due north. You take the first trick of the wheel.
Aye, sir.
Bill, on second thought, go below. Tell everyone I want absolute quiet. No unnecessary noise, you understand?
Right, sir, but who'll give the signal to start the engine?
You will, but don't use the bell signal. Use the speaking tube.
Aye, sir.
Come on, Jim. We'll see if there's any activity ashore.
Right.
Yeah. Drop down below the rail. Here's a spot from where we can see without being seen.
Well, Captain, even if they do see us, what of it?
Huh?
Do you have to get permission to take your own ship away from this island?
Well, not exactly, but it's easier and quicker. If we can get away, all the better for all concerned.
Oh. By the way, Captain, I can take this trick of the wheel. Should be of some help.
Oh, thanks, Jim, but I'll have to take a rain check on that. And don't feel badly, though. Because with Bill at the helm, we can almost sail without shots.
Oh. Well, I'd say we're not even being noticed by those shore guards.
Not yet. But if they're going to try to stop us, it will have to be soon. Because in a few minutes, we'll be under power, and then it's going to be too late to do anything about it.
Tell me, Captain.
Huh?
How far is that cove from here? The one I swam from today?
Oh, at least 12 miles.
It seems a lot further when you have to swim it. No wonder I was a bit done in, but thanks to you, Captain, my recovery can be classed as speedy.
Well, I still think you should be in bed. But you're not easy to convince, Jim.
Oh, let's get me, Captain. I feel fine. You never want to rest when there's things to be done. Haven't we drifted far enough to start the motor by now?
Well, I expect to hear it any minute now. You can trust Bill to start it at the first possible moment, too.
Look, Captain.
Huh?
There's a guard running down to the edge of the dock.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh, the fat's on the fire now. No use to try and keep our going a secret. Oh, well, what can they do, Captain?
Nothing. Sepp loses some time, because I'll have to change course and run straight out to sea first. If I head up the coast, they can follow along the shore, and then your friends could never be rescued.
Only thing to do, Captain.
Bill must have seen them, too. Good work, Bill. Change course. East by southeast till the island's over the horizon.
Aye, sir. East by southeast it is.
Yeah, Mr. Thompson.
What's up, sir?
Everything but your crew. Tumble them out and hang every stitch of canvas she'll carry. We want to put that island astern as fast as possible. No use keeping quiet any longer.
Well, sir, at once.
Oh, even without sails set, we're no danger from the island guards now.
Maybe not, but I'll bet a half plug of tobacco that they'll soon find out that all's not well up at the castle. They've got to try to tell Thorson I'm running away.
Well, the habit of discipline may carry us over that hurdle, too, Captain. I don't think any of those guards are ready to try it for a while yet. You know, when I was up in the library and one of them came to the door, I just roared like bull and fired a pistol through the door at him. And I think he's running yet, and that was 2 days ago.
Well, they have to find him sometime. Oh, I'd have given anything to see him. It's a wonder he didn't have apoplexy or some such thing. Just bust wide open with rage.
Why, he was as gentle as a lamb.
Craft ahead! Craft ahead! 3 points off the starboard bow.
Oh, what ship is it?
Can't say yet, sir. She lies very low in the water.
Captain, it's a submarine.
What course, sir? She's bearing down on us.
Hang a hold to your course. That sub's just coming up to the surface.
While Jim on Kennedy's schooner is on his way to pick up Lil, Kitty, and Kolo, they, obeying Jim's orders to the letter, are concealed in the fringe of jungle near the cove. In fact, separated from the water by only a tiny strip of beach, they're on a sharp lookout at all times.
Sun's coming up again, Lil. That makes it at least 8 hours since Jim left.
Well, don't get impatient. It'll be at least 8 more before we can expect him back. That is, if he doesn't run into any kind of trouble.
What kind of trouble should he run into?
Did you ever hear of those little fish called sharks?
Don't say it.
Oh.
You certainly think up the nicest things to improve one's frame of mind.
Well, you don't think he's swimming in a pool, do you? There's sharks in these waters.
Oh, I know it, but for goodness sake, don't remind me. Oh, can't we do something to help him?
Nothing that'll be of any use till we can get him to a doctor. Or at least where some medical supplies are to be had. Well, we haven't even got our Boy Scouts first aid kit.
Those cries are going through my very heart.
Well, from a practical standpoint, he's unconscious, and I don't think he feels any pain at all.
Why doesn't Jim show up? If he doesn't get here soon, Kolo will be dead.
He's not the kind that does that easy, either. Oh, he's not only delirious, but he's getting worse.
Well, have we got some more water to try to keep his fever down?
Not a drop. Suppose you get some. At least it'll be something for you to do for a few minutes.
Okay, let me have the canteen.
Now, don't get lost. We can't afford to do any yelling around here. It's too dangerous. I know how you feel, Kolo. And don't you think I wouldn't trade places with you if I could? What a guy you are, Kolo. You're always thinking of the other fella first.
One.
Call Hindus heathens. But I've learned more Christianity by your example than by any man's words. We'll come out of it yet. Oh, Kolo. I know you can't hear me, but I gotta talk to you or go nuts.
Oh. Here's the water, Lil. How is he?
Just the same. Here. Give it to me. Guy. If he hadn't had that struggle with the last guard, he wouldn't have opened that wound again and be in this top shape now.
Here, let me put some leaves under his head for a pillow.
It's a good idea, Kitty. While you're getting him, I'll take a look down at the beach. Kitty, quiet.
What's the matter? Look. Guards. 3 of them.
You keep your hand over Kolo's mouth. Don't let him yell. I have these guys covered. Maybe they'll go right by.
Maybe I'll hurt him. Maybe I'll strangle him.
You don't do what you're told. I'll strangle you.
Back on Kennedy's schooner, the submarine, now completely on the surface, has signaled the other craft to heave to and prepare to accept a searching party.
It's piracy, that's what it is. They're on the high seas. No one has a right to make the master of a ship do anything against his will.
No, I'm afraid you're right, Bill. And I'm also afraid we're going to be boarded and take some orders, however illegal it may be.
We'll take a good look at whoever comes over. We might get a chance to identify him to a naval inquiry court someday.
Well, we don't need to guess as to his nationality, Jim. There's only one gangster government today that would be responsible for such an outrage.
Well, it's a new experience for me. I've been sailing 47 years. Never saw a pirate, except in movies, till today. Glory be, it's a sad day, too.
Hold up! Break out the ladder!
Are you in trouble of some kind?
Break out the ladder! We are coming aboard!
Bring it out, Bill. No use arguing.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, to what do we owe this unexpected visit, sir?
To stern necessity, Herr Captain. No calm would come to you if you...
Necessity, eh? Now, I've heard it called by another name. I believe Morgan sailed these waters. And by the way, I'm Captain Kennedy. I don't believe I've had the pleasure of your acquaintance.
You would keep a civil tongue in your head and speak when you're
spoken. Too bad that you haven't time to set a better example, sir.
You will get no more warnings, Captain Kennedy.
My humblest apologies, sir. No offense intended.
You will bring your log, your last clearance papers, your cargo manifests, and my men will search your ship.
You tell your men to bring you all those things, too. They're in my desk. As captain of this ship, I've never taken an order yet, and I am too old to begin.
Will Kennedy's defiance of the submarine officer end in disaster, not only for Jim, but also Lil, Kitty, and Kolo? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.